Hey, today is the 28th, Texas Emergency Hospital, date of service 7/27, Dr. O'Hearn, O-H-E-A-R-N. First patient, L.M., is a 62-year-old woman with hypothyroidism, presents with dizziness. Blood pressure was okay, symptoms had resolved, cardiac workup negative, CBC, CMP negative. Patient refused CT scan, left message for the patient to call me back. Workup was appropriate. Next patient is PT, presents, is a 42-year-old male, presents with nausea, stomach cramps. His CBC, CMP were within normal limits. Calcium was 10.8. CT of the head was negative. Blood pressure was 141 over 90. Diagnosed with dizziness. His phone number is out of service. Next patient is HF, 39-year-old woman with stomach pain. White count was 16,000. Amylase lipase okay. LFT slightly elevated. CT scan showed gallstones. Patient was given Rocephin and Cipro and sent home with antibiotics. Patient was given Rocephin in the ER, sent home with Cipro. No pain meds and no mention of admission with a white count of 16,000. The phone number that was left was the wrong number. Next patient is SL, 13-year-old young lady with a penetration injury via piece of metal. Ophthalmologist was consulted. CT scan was done. Patient subsequently was seen by the ophthalmologist today, who told him it was just superficial laceration of the sclera, and patient was given some antibiotics. But Dr. O'Hearn did call the ophthalmologist and actually made the appointment for the patient himself. They were happy with the care received. Next patient is IB, 49-year-old with kidney pain. Urinalysis showed no blood. CBC, CMP were negative, but the CT scan showed a left-sided kidney stone. Was sent home with Tylenol number 3, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is CP, 42-year-old young lady with chest cough, chest congestion, back pain, shoulder pain, coughing up blood. Patient CTA was negative for pneumonia and or pulmonary embolus. Blood pressure was 160 over 100. Chemistry was okay. No CBC was done. The patient was sent home with Levaquin, doing better today, and like the doctor that she saw. Next patient is GG, 53-year-old, under hemoptysis, but that no mention of cardiac murmur was made. So next patient is GG, 53-year-old female with high blood pressure, history of hypertension, presents with left arm numbness. Left arm numbness, cardiac workup negative, chest x-ray negative, CBC, CMP negative, blood pressure was 149 over 78, was sent home with no medication, left message, call me back. Next patient is PG, is a 54-year-old dental caries with facial cellulitis, whom received clindamycin, Toradol IV in the ER, sent home with clindamycin, is doing better, was happy with the care received. Next patient is LC, 59-year-old woman, status post fall from the stairs with a trimalleal fracture of the left ankle. Toradol 60 was given, sent home with Zofran, Tramadol, and Norco. Ortho consultation was not documented. If it was done, ortho would have been, it would have been a good idea to consult ortho, since most trimalleal fractures end up in surgical treatment. Next patient is PC, 44-year-old with history of anemia, left before triage. The phone number left in the ER was a bad number. Next patient is Ralph Hart at RH, 80-year-old with a blood in the stool, history of hypertension, high cholesterol, blood pressure was 170 over 90. CBC negative, CMP negative, guaiac stool was negative. CT scan showed possible small bowel obstruction. They decided to leave against medical advice. I talked to the wife today. They said they wanted to see their old surgeon, and they have an appointment with the surgeon today. Patient is not having any pain or other symptoms. Nevertheless, they are following up with the surgeon, and they did leave against medical advice after CT results were noted. Thank you.